prepare for her to die. That's what the doctors told this 13-year-old's parents. But a majestic voice said differently. Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe, only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Vicki Fury. So, you were just minding your own business as a young kid, having fun, and you must have had your foot barefoot and touched something, and what happened?
Yes, I was out running barefoot.
Didn't your parents ever tell you not to run barefoot, Vicki?
Well, yes, they had, but being just like any other child, you know, you always want to run out barefoot. You just kind of, and my parents were country too, so I just thought, well, I can just run out and play barefoot, and I ran out and was running around playing just like any of the rest of the kids.
When did you realize that something horrible had happened to you?
Late that afternoon, I had came in from running around in the yards and playing, and my feet were itching intensely. And they wouldn't stop, and it kept increasing the intensity of the itching. And when I came in, I thought, well, okay, it's getting to me. So by the time I was going to bed that night, I mentioned it to my mother, and I had washed my feet, but she said, go in there and wash them really good. So I went in and washed them again, and then I went to bed, and I got back up, and I said, it's not working. So she says, well, you didn't scrub them. Scrub your feet. Go in there and scrub your feet. You've walked through something or got something on them. You need to scrub them. So I scrubbed them intensely, and it did not work. The itching intensified, and it just eventually hit to where the itching was getting my nervous system. It was making me shake. It was making shooting pain started coming up through my limbs, through my legs and my arms as time progressed. But within a couple of days from the time that the itching started, my mother took me to a doctor, and they gave me lotions and all sorts of various treatments to try to cease it, saying it was a rash or it was a chemical or some type of thing that got on there, and if they treated it with the lotions, that it'd go away, but it never went away. It just increased, and I had ended up at another set of doctors, and they were trying to figure it out. So by the time, as time progressed, I ended up with seven doctors, who had eventually was looking into trying to analyze what was going on.
So just a short period of time went by, and you went from a normal, healthy, young child, free and easy, to really totally crippled?
Yes.
Describe your worst situation.
Well, with the severe itching, I couldn't sleep, because you can't sleep when something itches that much. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I was dropping weight. I dropped down to 52 pounds. All of the intense pain shooting through my body kept me from sleeping, so I was getting only maybe a couple hours of sleep per night. All my limbs were curling in, so literally I was crippling up. The worst,
could you walk at all?
No.
Could you write?
I couldn't hold a pen. I couldn't hold a pen because literally they were all curled in.
What did you think was happening to you?
I couldn't figure out. I could not, being as young as I was, I could not figure it out. I couldn't figure out why the doctors couldn't figure it out. I just wanted to die. I wanted to die. I started praying because I had asked Jesus into my heart. I asked, you know, for salvation. So I said, I want to die if this is life. Because at 52 pounds as tall as I am now, I was just pure bone. Yes. And I looked like death. I mean.
Did the doctors say you would live?
No.
Well,
the last time I was in the hospital, the doctors, my team of doctors, sent me home and told my parents to prepare for my funeral.
Did you know that?
No, not at that time.
But not
from them saying it, but I knew inside I was dying. A person knows when their body is ceasing to exist, and everything was shutting down. Nothing was operating. You can't keep going without keeping food, and I could feel everything shutting down. I could feel everything ceasing.
But your mother went to a meeting, and so many people were healed, she came home, told you, and decided to take you to that meeting, but you didn't want to go in your wheelchair. How come?
Because whenever I went out in my wheelchair, I would get a lot of comments, a lot of, oh, and a lot of pity, and a lot of various things. And realizing that people have compassion and yet feel sorry for you, and there's all sorts of mixture things going on, I didn't want that. I wanted to be able to go in and try to, as much as possible, just be like everyone else.
So this was a Catherine Coleman service, and your father literally carried you in his arms, otherwise you couldn't have gotten in there.
Right.
But you couldn't even get to the main meeting because you were in the overflow tent. But if you had gone in a wheelchair, you could have gotten into the main building.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But at that time, I had never been to a Catherine Coleman service or a healing service or anything like that. And my mother had only been to one, so I wasn't aware of what it would have been for me, you know, to get into the main service.
Did you have any premonition that you would be healed?
No. In fact, I had been praying the opposite. I had been praying that I would die and go home to heaven. And so my mother was the one who said, quit praying that, and please pray with me for your healing. And I just quit praying. And I told her, well, she was sharing the scriptures, some healing scriptures with me. She said, I believe you'll be healed.
So what was the first thing that happened that caused you to know something unusual was happening to you?
Well, when we got into the overflow room, in my childlike faith, because I was 12, I said, Lord, if you heal, I want to see you heal all these people around me. So I started praying for everyone else. And what happened was a bolt of electricity went all the way through me from my top of my head to the soles of my feet.
Hold that thought. When she says a bolt of electricity, she means that. We'll be right back after this word, and you'll find out that this electricity not only hits her, it's going to hit you. Be right back.
Are you ready to launch into a new way of living that will transform your life forever? The secret to a deeper life is absolute surrender to Christ. Jesus told his disciples that if they wanted to follow him, they must deny themselves and take up his cross. When we crucify our flesh, sin no longer abounds. God is searching for dead men walking, those who are dead to sin and alive unto him. Dead Men Walking by Vicki Furie explains how we can get our minds off of self, die to the things of this world, and become more alive unto Christ. This book will help you learn to obey and apply the Word of God to your daily walk. Supernaturally healed of a crippling affliction, Vicki Furie now explains how you can launch into the living waters of a new way of life in Christ Jesus. Dead Men Walking is a very helpful book with prayers and scriptures that you can apply to your life right now. Call 1-800-548-1918 to order your copy of Dead Men Walking for just $14 postage paid. Or write to Sid Roth at It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Vicki Furie. And Vicki, I mean, an amazing thing. She went out barefoot. That's all she did. A happy-go-lucky young girl having fun. And all of a sudden, disease hit her to the point where her fingers were crippled. Her feet were crippled. She had to be carried. She was confined to a bed. She was in constant pain. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. She was dying. The doctor said there was no hope. And her mother took her to a meeting in which Catherine Coleman was speaking. She was in the overflow room. And she said, "A bolt of lightning hit you? Vicki, is that just kind of an allegory or a metaphor or something? Or did it really?"
Exactly. It's the only way in which to describe it.
It literally
feels like intense heat going all the way through your body. And the intense heat started at the top of my head and went all the way through to the soles of my feet and out. And all of my limbs went straight. And then I heard the voice of God. And I knew it was God. He said,
"Excuse me, have you ever, previous to that, heard the voice of God?"
Never heard the voice of God prior to that.
And was it audible, or was it like an inner thought?
No. To me, it was totally audible. I heard it completely, and it was like a loud blast of a trumpet-type voice, and he said, "You're healed." It was so commanding, compassionate, utter love, everything, and I just knew it was God's voice. I knew that I knew.
And so what did you think? What did you do?
I thought the whole room, while I was praying for everyone, I jumped up, and all of my limbs that had been curled in as such were perfectly straight. My legs were straight and everything, and I jumped up and started shouting. I was shouting, "I'm healed, I'm healed." Well, people started jumping up, and as they were jumping up, I thought they were being healed too. I didn't understand that they were jumping up out of the excitement of seeing me healed.
What'd you do next?
Well, immediately, one of the attendants for the Catherine Coleman service came up to us and took us immediately from amongst the crowd and took us down to the main auditorium and to the stage to be on stage with Catherine Coleman.
Did you walk yourself?
I ran.
I
was so excited, I ran, and we had to go down the back stairs to get to the main auditorium. Well, and she says, "Well, we're going to take the stairs." And I was like so excited because I hadn't ran or hadn't walked or hadn't done anything. And I just kept running. And for the first time, versus a parent saying, "Hold it," or "Slow up," my parents were yelling, "Keep going."
I'm sure.
And so they were so excited. And even the lady that was with them, she's like, "Just let her run. You know, when she gets to the bottom of the stairs, she'll end up having to wait for us." And so... And then they came down and just took us directly to the stage. And I remember walking past a long line of people that were waiting to get on stage with Miss Coleman. And they took us directly right up there. And I remember Miss Coleman just coming up to try to talk to me and talk to my parents. And I couldn't say nothing. And she just reached out her arms in love and just went to touch me. And I could feel the presence of God, and I ended up laying on the floor, resting in the spirit.
How did it feel?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I had never experienced anything like that. And then when I got up, it was hard to get up, and I ended up 3 times on the floor. Each time she came near me, she just wanted to touch me. She says, "Oh, I just want to touch this precious little one." And she'd come near me, and each time I would end up on the floor.
Okay.
And I couldn't speak to her. I never said one word to Miss Coleman.
Why?
The presence of God was so heavy. And he was doing it was electrifying.
Okay, you were crippled. Now you could not just walk, you could run, but you couldn't eat. What about your eating? Did you have a meal afterwards?
I did.
It go down okay?
It went down great. It went down great.
I
ate right afterwards.
You couldn't sleep?
I slept wonderful all night long. Everything. When God touched me and made me whole, He made me whole completely. There was nothing He didn't cover.
But wait a second, you wanted to die before you walked into that meeting. Now I hear a woman that wants to live.
Yes, very much so.
Do you believe...
And giving all the glory to him.
Do you believe that people that are watching us right now can have similar miracles?
Very much so.
You have any doubt?
None whatsoever.
You know what? I don't have any doubt either. Because I believe that when Catherine Coleman prayed, put her hands on Vicki, a presence of God from Catherine went into her. And I believe when Vicki prays for you, you're going to have a miracle too. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Are you ready to launch into a new way of living that will transform your life forever? The secret to a deeper life is absolute surrender to Christ. Jesus told his disciples that if they wanted to follow him, they must deny themselves and take up his cross. When we crucify our flesh, sin no longer abounds. God is searching for dead men walking, those who are dead to sin and alive unto him. Dead Men Walking by Vicki Furie explains how we can get our minds off of self, die to the things of this world, and become more alive unto Christ. This book will help you learn to obey and apply the Word of God to your daily walk. Supernaturally healed of a crippling affliction, Vicki Furie now explains how you can launch into the living waters of a new way of life in Christ Jesus. Dead Men Walking is a very helpful book with prayers and scriptures that you can apply to your life right now. Call 1-800-548-1918 to order your copy of Dead Men Walking for just $14 postage paid. Or write to Sid Roth at It's Supernatural. Coming up next time on It's Supernatural.
And I believe that the Lord took us to a heavenly place. And then it occurred to me that I wasn't able to be anxious at that place. I tried worrying about something. And at that point in my life, I had some things I could have really been concerned about, and I couldn't worry about anything. And then someone went into the sanctuary, about a 500-seat sanctuary, and we felt a river of power flowing across the pulpit area. And then I started feeling electricity hit my head, and there were about four of us in the room, and we all felt this electricity come over our heads and sweep down over our bodies.
Did it feel good or bad?
It felt very, very good. We recognized later that it was the Holy Spirit coming on us in great power.
Next time on It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Gary and Vicki Furie. And as far as I'm concerned, that is one of the greatest miracles I've ever heard of. And once someone conquers the supernatural, and it's a free gift from God, they have so much faith for other people to be healed. And Gary and Vicki Furie work as a team. Tell me about that woman in the wheelchair that you two prayed for, Gary.
Well, it started out as we were all just being a healing team at the in Chicago. And so they asked for one more person in the wheelchair section, and I didn't want to do it because this is my first time for the healing thing, but my wife's over there nudging me like this, and I finally,
you got a wife like I do.
Yeah, so you know how the women are, they're always more passionate to things. And so we finally stand up and everything, so we get into the wheelchair section, and before the service starts and everything, we're praying over our section where they had us. And we just noticed these people coming in each time, and also we just noticed this lady coming up with her wheelchair, and her nephew was there. And as the people were preaching down there and everything, it was all done and over with. Now they said that our healing team's going to go around and start laying hands on people. And so we got to the lady we've been watching, and God just directed us over to there. And I just stood in front of the lady, and I told her, I says, Jesus is all over you right now. And I and my wife standing behind her, and I just said, in the name of Jesus, and she just jumped right out of the chair into my arms. And the only thing I could do is just hug her. I just felt the presence of God coming over both of us, and we were just sitting there crying. And then all of a sudden, we see his nephew just crying and everything. And
now, what was wrong with her,
Vicki?
She had suffered strokes. She had cataracts, so she couldn't see. And she wasn't able to talk or walk. And she got up able to walk. She talked. She called out her nephew's name, and she could see. She was totally healed.
Mm.
And she took off, and she walked all the way down. And this was at what was once called the Rosemont Horizon. And she walked all the way down the stairs and testified.
Tell me one more, quickly, one more miracle.
I would say one that I remember quite clearly is this lady who her arm was totally to the point where she could hardly move it, lift it up or anything. That was one more, and then there was another one with we had prayed for their feet, and their feet, they had problems with bunions and all sorts of things, and they weren't able to walk, and they thought they'd have to go in for surgery on their feet, and we prayed for them, and their feet were totally healed.
What is God going to do right now? That's what I'm interested in. What's he going to do right now, Vicki?
God heals all the time. He changes not. He's never, ever changed. He's the same powerful God that he's always been. And his word is true. And everything that he speaks is truth. All we have to do is reach up and receive it and take it.
I'll tell you what. This is what I believe should happen right now. If you will do exactly what Vicki said, I'm going to have Gary and Vicki join hands. Would you do that right now? And I am going to have Vicki pray for you. And I want you to do something. Some of you will feel lightning. Others will just feel peace. Others won't feel anything at all. But from that invisible realm, there's going to be a door opened that whatever you need from God, you're going to receive. But you must do your part by faith. If you have to remember the woman in the wheelchair, get up. Remember the person with the bunions, start walking. The person that has that pain in their neck, just move your head. You'll see that pain you had is gone. Vicki, would you pray?
Yes. Father, we magnify you. We praise you, for you change not. And you said that by your stripes we are the healed of the Lord. We know we are healed. We praise you and thank you because you are touching right now individuals out there, those that feel like they cannot go on, Lord, that you are touching them. You're loosening the necks of those people that have gotten frozen necks right now in the name of Jesus. Turn your neck. Turn your neck right now. God is touching you. You feel like you haven't been able to move that neck. God is setting you free in the name of Jesus. Right now, anybody who says, I feel like I'm condemned to this wheelchair. I can't get up. I cannot walk. Yes, you can in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Rise up now and walk in the name of Jesus. You can. Everything that you declare and pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. All it takes is believing. Believing to receive, and God will give it. So whatsoever things you desire when you pray, if you believe, God says, I'll give it to you. It takes an action of faith. Sid said, step out. God is saying, step out. I want my people whole. In the name of Jesus, take that action. Take that step now.
And, you know, I see tears. I see tears in Vicki's eyes. Why, Vicki? Why tears?
Because I know that God is a God of complete compassion and love. And he don't want nobody bound. He don't want anybody sick. He don't want anybody not realizing how much he loves them and wants them whole in every area of their life.
God did not cause that sickness. Evil caused that sickness. There is no evil in God. And I command you, I say I command you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You that have a bad back, bend over, you'll see that pain is gone. I would take that brace off of myself right now. I'll tell you what I would do. If I couldn't do anything else, I'd be worshiping God and praying for other people to be healed. And as you pray for other people, watch out. God's going to show up, and I'd make Jesus my Lord. That's what I would be doing right now. I'd make him my Lord. I'd say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I make you Lord over every area of my life. Do it.
Are you ready to launch into a new way of living that will transform your life forever? The secret to a deeper life is absolute surrender to Christ. Jesus told his disciples that if they wanted to follow him, they must deny themselves and take up his cross. When we crucify our flesh, sin no longer abounds. God is searching for dead men walking, those who are dead to sin and alive unto him. Dead Men Walking by Vicki Furie explains how we can get our minds off of self, die to the things of this world, and become more alive unto Christ. This book will help you learn to obey and apply the Word of God to your daily walk. Supernaturally healed of a crippling affliction, Vicki Furie now explains how you can launch into the living waters of a new way of life in Christ Jesus. Dead Men Walking is a very helpful book with prayers and scriptures that you can apply to your life right now. Call 1-800-548-1918 to order your copy of Dead Men Walking for just $14 postage paid. Or write to Sid Roth at It's Supernatural. Coming up next time on It's Supernatural.
And I believe that the Lord took us to a heavenly place. And then it occurred to me that I wasn't able to be anxious at that place. I tried worrying about something. And at that point in my life, I had some things I could have really been concerned about, and I couldn't worry about anything. And then someone went into the sanctuary, about a 500-seat sanctuary, and we felt a river of power flowing across the pulpit area. And then I started feeling electricity hit my head, and there were about four of us in the room, and we all felt this electricity come over our heads and sweep down over our bodies.
Did it feel good or bad? Or?
It felt very, very good. We recognized later that it was the Holy Spirit coming on us in great power.
Next time on It's Supernatural. Encouraged and helped by these television presentations, please consider assisting us with future productions. Please send your tax-deductible gifts to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Be sure to visit us on the Internet at www.sidroth.org.